If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 97 and verse 10. You who love the Lord hate evil. He protects the lives of his godly people and rescues them from the power of the wicked. One of the signs that we truly love God is that we start to hate evil. And this is critically important because the many great evils in the world will never come to an end unless people begin hating them. The transatlantic slave trade only stopped when people identified its horror and started hating it. I once visited the ancient fort at Cape Coast in Ghana, where slaves were held before they were ferried to the slave ships off the coast. For me, the most horrific discovery was that the dungeon in which the slaves were brutally stored was underneath the chapel. As the slave traders worshipped God, they must have heard the cries of the slaves. For centuries, people lived with the slave trade as an acceptable, if regrettable, part of life. It was only when people started to hate it and fight against it that the tide turned and finally, albeit very slowly, it was dismantled. There's plenty in our own world which deserves our hatred. We need to hate poverty, which occurs in every part of the world. Poverty distorts and cheapens life. It places enormous pressure on relationships and health, and often leads to depression and violence. There's nothing good about it, but we live alongside it with surprising ease. In one of the wealthiest countries in the world, we all live close to poor people. This psalm suggests to me that as we love God more and more, he wants our hatred of poverty to increase, because then we'll start taking initiatives to help to eradicate it and to support those who are poor. It's so easy to respond to poverty by blaming others, but this is a cheap way of evading the responsibilities that we have. The government cannot do everything, and although some poor people may well bear a degree of responsibility for their poverty, we have also played our part in keeping them poor. True worship of the living God must lead to action. So let me ask you a question. How much do you hate poverty in your own community? And what are you doing as a result of that hatred? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to love you so much that we start hating evil in the same way that you do. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.